Let me repeat that because I wasn't recording. At this time, we have concluded our executive session, and I would like to make a motion to go back into open session. Time now is going to be 5:52. Can I get a second?
I make a motion to go back into open.
I just need a second.
Oh, you did? Okay.
So I'm making a motion. You second?
Okay.
Aye.
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 So we're in officially back in at 5:50.
Yes.
Okay.
So I would like to make a motion to approve an employee reasonable accommodation as discussed with Mr. Macklin. Can I get a second, please?
Second the motion.
Aye.
Aye.
Momo's made the motion. Reese the second or vice versa?
I second.
Okay, Reese the second. Okay, gotcha. All right.
So we're going to move on to action item H, which is a presentation discussion and possible vote on an employee accommodation for employment following.
Oh, we already did that one.
Yeah, so G and H were it was essentially the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. One was closed.
So.
Yeah, we just voted to come back.
Oh, okay, got it. So one was G was closed, H was open.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Got it, okay. So moving on to I, which is presentation discussion and possible closed session, dealing with superintendent evaluation.
Okay, I have a question.
Sure.
You know, you said that some of the board members are going to talk to the staff, and then I spoke to you. I was thinking about we should generate like some type of anonymous thing because we don't really know how to evaluate you on how you work with your teachers. We're not teachers, and so would you think about doing that, or do we have to do this tonight?
Well, I guess you don't have to. I just think the rest of the whole agenda is kind of tied to everything. It's all tied together.
I think we do have to because that is what is specified on the policy.
And then the policy should be done in November or December.
But you only have to do it once a year.
Right, but it's supposed to be done in November and December. The reason they do that for superintendents is it's a different time frame because the superintendent hiring and all that is all done in a different way. So they always want it done in September or December because that's when the superintendent hiring starts, December, January, and then February. So that gives schools and superintendents an opportunity to figure out what they're going to do in the future. So... I mean, I guess, and personally, I really don't, if you didn't have any comments during the evaluation form that you wanted to make about any specific other employees, I don't really care if it's a closed session. I just know that if someone has a question about an employee, we're not going to talk about anybody or anything specifically in an open session.
I don't have any...
I just know sometimes things come up. That's why I'm saying if you're not sure... We need to close it. If you don't have anything about anybody else, I don't care.
I have nothing about personnel whatsoever.
No. So, do you think we should do it now?
I mean, if we have to do it now, well, we can do it now. It's fine.
Okay.
Just to be on the safe side, like Mr. Romo said, we just do a call session.
Yeah.
And those are one of the names. I mean, I haven't talked to any of the teachers.
Yeah.
So I can't tell.
I think it's good to have the teachers give their input. To just let them know that their opinion is valued also. And
I can tell you generally when you're looking at when you're going to go out to hire somebody, that's when they do that. Generally in superintendent evaluations, they don't have teachers evaluate superintendent because the superintendent is their boss.
Okay.
And so when you have to reprimand an employee, that's not a person that really you should. You probably.
Well, you don't have to listen to them. You don't
prove
that.
Right. I'm just telling you logistically why they don't. I asked Jackie Clay, and she thought we were the only school last year that talked to their staff members, but She might be wrong.
I've never seen it done before. We always operated as in our own entity.
Right.
And
well, and we had, but we had two brand new people that had never done it last year.
Right.
So I think in the new process that worked out. And like I said, I guess I really don't care. I mean, I don't care if it's open or closed. I don't care if you table it and you want to send out a survey. I can just tell you, just speaking truthfully, that if you have 100 employees and 90 of them are happy and 10 of them are mad, you're going to get 13 replies. You're going to get 10 negatives and you're going to get 3 positives that will actually take the time to think that that was something good. And I mean, that's just the way it is. It's when you run a business, if somebody doesn't do a good job and the person a person walks out of there angry, they tell everybody they know. But if a person walks out of there and says, boy, that clerk was really great, it was a wonderful experience, if you're lucky, they'll tell one or two people.
Well, and I'll tell you that I have had an onslaught of people approaching me. Everywhere I go, I've had phone calls for the public. They feel that we are not looking out for their children properly. They have heard that everybody down here has a COVID and we're still just operating. And then, and of course, the main thing was about somebody still on the premises actively carrying
can we go into a closed session and discuss further?
This is why I said we're going to talk about 81.
I mean, I've been getting hammered with phone calls and people. It's nothing about the staff members. It's about our protocol.
So at this time, I would like to make a motion to go into a closed session to discuss the superintendent's evaluation.
Okay.
Can I get a second?
5:58.
Risa seconds. Yeah, the time is 5:58. Risa seconds. Aye.
Aye.